USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump adjourned now until tomorrow. Yesterday, during a brief two-hour session, the president's legal team began laying out their defense. That followed three lengthy days of opening statements by Democratic House impeachment managers. Meanwhile, there's still no agreement on whether there are going to be witnesses called. Here's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham on why he does not support witnesses.
I just think it's best for the country to vote on the record established, because if you go down the witness road, you run into executive privilege in a way that no one's in uncharted territory. No one's ever been in the box we're in before, and I really don't want to turn the trial into a circus.
The death toll from the Friday night earthquake in Turkey is up to 31, with 1,600 people injured. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Chinese officials now say that the number of deaths from the coronavirus there have skyrocketed to at least 56, over 2,000 people infected. University of Hong Kong Professor of Medicine Ivan Hung says the coronavirus appears to be even more contagious than SARS was. There was a big outbreak of that in 2003.
In terms of the transmissibility of the virus, is probably higher than SARS.
A third case of coronavirus confirmed in the U.S. as a person in Orange County, California has tested positive for it. Two other cases have been confirmed in the U.S., one in Seattle and one in Chicago. The latest ABC News Washington Post poll showing Joe Biden continuing to lead the pack of Democratic White House hopefuls. Next is Bernie Sanders, close behind. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in third. She has just won the endorsement of Iowa's biggest newspaper. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Social media is abuzz about the latest federal government logo. We get the story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The newly unveiled logo for the U.S. Space Force appears to have boldly gone where Star Trek has gone before. Twitter users noticed that the emblem, which was revealed by President Trump on Friday, bears an uncanny likeness to the insignia from the cult sci-fi TV series. One of the original stars of Star Trek, George Takei, tweeted, "We are expecting some royalties from this." But others pointed out that the new logo bared likeness to the Air Force's logo. The president tweeted, "The U.S. Space Force is the sixth branch of our magnificent military."
The Grammy Awards are tonight. Old Town Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus is up for Record of the Year, along with hits by Lizzo, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, and Post Malone. The Song of the Year category includes hits by Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, and Lana Del Rey. The 62nd Grammy Awards begin at 8 p.m. Eastern, and two movies are passing the $100 million total mark this weekend. The latest Bad Boys movie with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence projected to make another $30 million this weekend to earn close to $120 million overall. And the World War I epic 1917 will finish second in the box office rankings, putting it still over the $100 million threshold. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.